Let's go, Van. We got an 8:30 tee time.
Oh, Dad, this is so cool that you're taking him golfing. Van is totally psyched. He's been up half the night practicing yelling four.
Cheyenne, honey, if your husband's going to be a golfer, you'll have to learn to listen to golf stories.
Oh.
Yeah. I find it's helpful to keep a thumbtack in your hand and squeeze it every few minutes.
Hey, I don't know if I mentioned it, but I placed second in the club championship. The pivotal moment, it was
Hang on. Let me get a thumbtack.
Four!
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh.
Come on, Van. We're going to play golf, not miniature golf.
Hey, what you up to?
Well, I'm going golfing here with Mr. H.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta get a boombox for the cart.
Whoa, 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 whoa! You're going to Brock's Stuffy Old Country Club looking like that?
No, he's not. Cheyenne, go lay out some big boy clothes for Van.
Hey, I'm trying to create a new image now that I'm playing arena ball.
Oh, tell him about the photo shoot. There's this photo shoot. Van and I are getting our pictures taken at a photo shoot.
It's for the team program. I really want a unique look.
Yeah.
I call it Fantastic.
Oh.
I really want to look hot. I call it looking hot.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, I'm really glad you guys are here.
Whoa. You've never said that before. My palms are sweaty.
Kara and I had a great conversation last night when she slept over. She told me about some of the colleges that she's considering.
College?
Mm-hmm.
Man, where does the time go?
More importantly, where did it come from?
Well, thank goodness we started that college fund when she was little.
Oh, I went online and checked that.
Yeah, how'd it do during the bear market?
Well, let's just say that Yogi got the picnic basket. We need to put some cash back in that fund. Now, I'm making some cuts around here, and I was hoping you'd be willing to help out.
Yeah, you bet. We'll make some cuts, too. Yeah. Good.
We can start shopping at the bulk store. Mm-hmm. And doing our own auto repair.
Yeah, we can save millions refining our own oil. I think we need to find some bigger cash. So think about it, and we'll talk about it again in a couple of days.
All right. Ready to go.
Finally.
Oh, and I got us a caddy.
Hope you like Snoop Dogg, Dad.
Oh. Hey! Pirates are planted in the past. Though my life is changing fast. Who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works too hard. Who loves her kids and never stops. With gentle hands and the heart of a fighter.
Hey, is Brock home?
Oh, he had a business meeting. Would you like some soda from the bulk store? I'm not really sure what flavor it is.
Yeah, I went shopping down there, too. Say, if you ever need any peaches, and I mean ever, just let me know.
Thanks. Hey, do you need your oil changed?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Actually, I came down here to talk about money. This nickel and dime stuff isn't gonna do the trick for the college fund. But I've come up with a way of making some big-time cash. Brock should sell his country club membership.
You can sell a membership? It has to be your membership, right?
Yeah, that's the catch. Look, Brock's had this membership for 15 years, which means he could make a nifty little profit.
Oh, yeah, but leaving the club, that would be a huge deal for Brock. He loves golf.
Yeah, he does. Anybody who's seen his naked lady golf tees knows that. Okay, so here's the deal. You sell the membership, put some money into Kira's college fund, and still have a decent amount of money left over.
Oh, you, my tangy redheaded neighbor, are a genius. Yeah. You know, and I know exactly what I would do with a little extra do-re-mi.
What's that?
Put in a pool.
A pool?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And then I get one of those hilarious signs that says, "Welcome to our ool." You'll notice there's no P in it. Please keep it that way.
Wouldn't that be a hoot?
think Brock would really like a pool. And it would be something that we could do together as a family. A pool might be just the thing. When he gets home, I'll tell him that you want to talk to him about something.
Or you could talk to him about it.
Oh, Reba, this is a big decision. It only seems right it be between a man and his ex-wife.
Hey, Reba. Barbara Jean said you wanted to talk to me.
Yeah.
3-13, the Arena Football League's new power couple, Van and Cheyenne Montgomery.
Yo, Sinatra, Sammy and Dino are waiting out in the limo.
Wow, check it out. You guys look great.
Yeah. Oh, I am so excited about this photo shoot. We're going to be in the team's program. People save those things. We're going to be immortal.
Oh, I got to see this. What time are they coming?
Oh, we're going to do it over at the arena, not here.
Yeah.
I don't want it to look like I live with my mother-in-law.
Yeah. You do live with your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to look like it. I mean, we're totally grateful for the sacrifices you've made, Mrs. H.
Thanks.
Oh, hey, check this out. What do you think for our pose for the picture?
Oh, yeah.
You look so French.
Yes!
Wait, baby.
Croissant.
Oh, yeah.
Croissant.
Bye, you guys.
Stop.
Let's go, man.
Oh, boy. Is there anything like the excitement of just starting out in life?
No.
I mean, you got nothing but your dreams.
Yeah.
Problem is, when you're young, you don't realize that your dreams are the most valuable thing you'll ever have.
Have you been listening to your Peter, Paul, and Mary albums again? Sit down, Brock. I want to talk to you.
I want to talk to you, too. You know, it's funny, because it kind of relates to what Van said just now about all the things that you gave up for them. That was very inspirational.
Really? Because giving something up is very inspirational. And maybe you can have the opportunity to be inspirational, too, real soon.
You know, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. I mean, am I just saying stuff to the kids, or am I actually living it?
Ah, the old talking the talk versus walking the walk. Every parent's nightmare.
Exactly. I mean, you can talk till you're blue in the face about what it takes to make your dreams come true, but unless they see that you're willing to sacrifice, it doesn't mean a thing.
I agree with you. Bet you hadn't heard me say that in a while. So, to recap, what we're both agreeing on here is that giving up something is very inspirational.
Definitely.
Oh, man, I don't know what the heck made me think of this, but I have just a suggestion to help you do that.
Oh, I don't need a suggestion. I already have a way. I just haven't told anyone yet.
Well, tell me, because I'm going to laugh my head off. It's the same thing I was thinking of. Are you planning on giving up the country club?
What? No. That'd be crazy.
No?
I'm going to quit my job.
You're going to quit your job?
Yes, ma'am.
Brock, you work for yourself. Is it because your boss is a jerk?
I'm going to sell that office. It's time to get back in the dream business.
But I thought your dream was to be a successful dentist.
No, it was to be successful. I picked dentistry because I thought I could do well at it, and I have.
Okay, wait a minute. So far, it all sounds sane. But where exactly does the train of thought go flying off the tracks? Wait, is this because we were trying to find money for a Curious College Fund?
No, that's not the reason, although it will mean that there's money for that. No, you know, I've been thinking about this for a while. I want to live my life in a way that inspires our kids to follow their own dreams.
So you think quitting is inspirational?
Well, you haven't heard what I'm going to do instead of dentistry.
What, make cuckoo clocks?
You ready?
I doubt it. But go on.
I am going to play professional golf.
Golf?
Yes. on the Hooters tour.
Well, why didn't you just say that? What the heck's wrong with you? The Hooters tour?
Yeah, it's an actual tour. There are a lot of them. It's like the minor leagues of golf. I'm going to sell the practice and use the money as a nest egg while I work my way up. Then, in a few years, I'm going to get my PGA card and I'm going to shoot for the senior tour.
Is this some kind of midlife crisis? Because you dumping me for the blonde was supposed to be your midlife crisis. You only get one!
Dan and Cheyenne just walked out of here with the life bursting out of them because they're trying to follow their dreams. I want that.
This is your dream? Brock, we were married for 20 years. I never heard you say anything about playing professional golf.
I thought about it a lot.
Well, if thinking about it is all it takes to make it happen, Kris Kristofferson should be walking in here any second.
Reba, with all due respect, I'm not asking for your permission.
Okay, all right. Brock, just the other night, we were sitting here trying to find ways to come up with some money for Kira's college fund, remember?
Yeah, now we found it.
Okay, what about Jake? What about Henry? What if you and Barbara Jean decide to have more children?
Reba, Hale Irwin made $3 million last year on the senior tour.
Well, then be his caddy and hope that money falls out of his pocket. What's really going on here?
You know what a mulligan is?
The booze you've been drinking?
No. No, it's when you hit a second shot on the golf course because your first one went bad. It's a chance to correct a mistake. This is my mulligan, Reba.
But what if the second shot's worse than the first? What if it hits a tree and ricochets off and smashes you in the head? Or has that already happened?
It's not going to be worse, okay? I'll talk to you later. I'm going to go hit some golf balls.
Where is Kris Kristofferson?
98.
Barb Jean.
99. 100. Okay, Henry. Ready or not, here I come. Well, that should give me about 20 minutes. What's up?
Okay. I talked to Brock.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting my ool.
He just got through telling me that he's going to quit his job, sell his practice, and play golf for a living. Yeah, he started telling me these stories about Hooters or mulligans. First, I thought he was kidding, then I remembered he's not funny.
Well, I think that is a wonderful idea.
I know, but I thought if the two of us could get... You what?
Yeah. I think that Brock will be very successful doing that.
Do you guys have a gas leak in this house? How can you support this?
Because that's what I do, Reba. My role is the supportive wife. I'm not the one he talks to about stuff. No, you are. I'm the one who gets told how it's going to be after the decision has already been made.
Oh, that doesn't happen.
It just did.
Okay, it does. Put your role aside for a second. Do you honestly think this is a good idea?
I think that my husband deserves the right to run his own life.
Barbara Jean, you run things. You're the one that wears the clown pants in the family.
Well, sure, when it comes to telling Brock how to cook the steaks, but not about something like this, not about his happiness.
Oh, I see. Just not the important things. And why is that?
Just because.
Because why?
Because.
Barbara Jean, why?
Because maybe I've seen what happens when he thinks his wife isn't supportive enough. Something has been bothering Brock lately. And the one thing that I was really scared of, Reba, was that it was me. I can handle it being anything else. You know, even some boneheaded scheme that scares me to death.
Well, if it scares you, tell him. If you don't tell him how you feel, if you just pretend it's okay, then you've got a dishonest marriage.
Reba, you and Brock have a very honest relationship, but you don't have a marriage. And I don't intend to be the next former Mrs. Brockhart.
It ain't as bad as it sounds.
everybody home.
Oh, Van, your house is gorgeous. Oh.
Well, it's just a place I like to hang my hat.
Hello!
I'm glad I made you show it to me. If I owned a home so beautiful, I'd want to show it off.
Van, we should go.
It's cool. She's not even here.
Who?
Who? Nobody. Oh. Well, actually, our maid. Oh. Reba. But we don't like to call her the maid.
No. She's been with us so long, she's like part of the family.
Okay, let's get the happy homeowners in a picture.
Okay.
All right. You two, stand by the staircase there.
Okay.
Oh, you must be from the team. I'm Reba.
Oh, hi, I'm Mary Jo. It's so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Van and Cheyenne have been saying some lovely things about
you. Aw, they're so sweet.
They are. You're very lucky.
Blessed.
We should go.
Yeah, come on. Let me get some pictures of you with the maid.
Oh, are you thirsty? How about some lemonade?
Yeah. Oh, great. Reba, grab your apron.
What's that?
Get out. You know, I'll make lemonade. I'll go find some lemons.
Okay. So tell us, Reba, what's it like working for these two, huh?
Okay, look, this is awkward.
No. I'll tell you what's awkward. Before I got this job, I used to live with my mother-in-law. You talk about embarrassing. Yeah.
This is great stuff.
Oh, yeah, but now... working for Miss Cheyenne and Mr. Van. Why, it's just like caring for my own children. They treat me right proper. And when I have to take some time off, like today, I have to go down and deal with my kooky ex-husband. Uh-huh. It's never a problem. Even though it means my bosses will have to do all my work.
Is that true? It is today.
And it's a lot of work. They'll have to do the laundry, cook dinner, wash dishes, clean the kitchen, and they'll never make a single complaint.
Not a peep.
I don't know what I do to deserve these two. I tell you, Mary Jo, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. You're here for my birthday present.
No, I'm gonna buy you some marbles, seeing how you lost all of yours.
I know what you're gonna say, Reba.
Oh, you do? Well, great. Why don't you tell me? Because honestly, I don't know what to say. This is so weird, I don't even know where to begin.
No, it's not weird. What's weird is continuing to do something that makes you miserable.
Oh, everybody does that. Heck, I talked to Barbara Jean 3 times this week.
You know, I truly believe that I can compete on the senior tour.
Well, I got a suggestion for you. Why don't you keep working on your game, keep your job, and... do all of this when you retire.
I'd be too old.
For the senior tour? Look, Brock, I'm not asking you this because of the kids. But worrying about somebody after 20 years is a hard habit to break. Come on now, I've asked you this before and I'm going to ask you it again. What's really going on? Brock.
I'm not happy.
Okay.
I haven't been happy for a while. I thought it'd be better after the divorce. Then I thought it'd be better after Barbara Jean and I got married, or after Henry was born, or after Kira moved in. It's like my life has become waiting for this thing that's supposed to make me feel good again.
Something like a pool? Hey, this just happens from time to people. I guess it's how we know we're still alive. Have you talked to anybody about this?
You know, I actually talked to her shrink.
Really?
Yeah, I met him in a bar. He was pretty loaded, though.
Brock, I'm serious. You need to do some serious talking and some serious thinking before you make a decision this big.
Tell you what. If I make this putt, I'm quitting my job. That was in.
Brock, this is not a game.
I met with a broker. I'm selling the practice.